This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So now, New York Attorney General Letitia James is saying she wants the judge in Goron to keep Donald Trump from changing the business addresses to Florida so Trump can't leave the state. So it's one of those things where, you know, they just really don't want him to be able to get out of this thing at all. But here's the thing, though. Here's my perspective on that. Remember that was a great graphic novel to be turned into a movie. I think it's called Watchmen. There's a great line in that movie that says, I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me. I think that might be exactly the way Donald Trump might look at that, especially as he goes eventually to appeal this, given all these different hoops he's got to jump through for that $355 million, which, of course, is more like $400 million that he has to be able to pony up. But don't count Trump out on that just yet. And Letitia James and the judge can do whatever they want to do. But the American people actually do see exactly what's going on there. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is here. It's upon us. Hour number four officially launching. And we're using that term this morning, of course, because they did land something on the moon, the United States, in conjunction with a private company. It evidently made it there. They were able to finally get a faint signal. So at least it looks like it was a success. Well, talking about being a success, folks, we got Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification, joining us this hour. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, I don't know if it goes beep, beep, beep from the. I know Sputnik did that, but I think this is a much different kind of thing that they're receiving. But evidently it made it, so at least that's good.
Well, it's an achievement. You know, what it will mean going forward is not completely known yet, but the fact that we did abandon the space program for all practical purposes after the shuttle, we're back on the right track. We just need to cultivate it for the advancement of society, not just to say we did it.
Well, indeed.
I think the days of, hey, let's just do this, and how much is it going to cost? You know, those kind of have to be over. What's the purpose? Let's move forward with a giant plan, and let's not make it something where we're weaponizing everything.
Well, exactly right. And there was a lot of promise back then in the 60s, and it still is kind of, it's one of those goosebump moments, right? If you go back and you see Kennedy's speech where he talks about, you know, sending a man to the moon, returning him safely before the end of the decade, and that became a big, big deal. To try to get to that point, especially because John F. Kennedy was assassinated. But there was a lot of hope and promise with the idea of what they were doing, and I would love to get back to that so that we have, as you said, some kind of good that's coming out of this.
Well, I mean, think about what came out of the mission to the moon. If it wasn't for that and the technology that was developed for that mission, you wouldn't have cell phones today. You wouldn't have instant communication, not to mention what the internet, everything else. It's so many things were discovered through that mission. It's insane. And this is an era of true heroes because you didn't know what was going to happen. Was it the first Apollo flight where it blew up on the pad?
Yeah, Apollo 1. Yeah, too much pure oxygen in the capsule and it caught fire after a spark. Yeah.
Yeah, or Apollo 13. I mean, when I was little, I had the extreme honor of meeting Jim Lovell.
Wow.
And that was before he went up, and so you were watching television going, I know the guy who's in that. No, I know the guy who's in that. And that was a bigger than meeting Michael Jordan, you know, bigger than meeting Jimmy Buffett. You know, it was something where these guys were trapped in space and had to think on my feet in order to get home.
Well, that's right. I'm so glad you brought that up, because part of this thing, and especially with Apollo 13, there's a great scene in that movie by Ron Howard where they say, look, we need to make this fit into that, and all we have is this stuff. So start brainstorming on, otherwise they're going to die, you know. And so it's that kind of can-do attitude that really encapsulates, you know, our attitude as a nation, at least as it has been, you know, up to this point. And I always think that that's very inspiring. And that's one of the best parts about America.
As it did, I mean, to now consider what they're teaching in college, considering what they're graduating out of high school. You know, there was just a big study that came out yesterday. It said, I believe, like 65 to 70% of the people who graduated college are not using the useless degree that they received.
Right.
You know, math is now subjective. Do you think math was subjective to those three astronauts trying to get back home on Apollo 13? No, it was precise.
Indeed.
It wasn't my truth about math is this. That whole my truth is, and let's be relative to this, it's got to stop, because we're losing the ability to achieve things like traveling to the moon, like Apollo 13. What happens when it goes wrong?
No kidding, because that's something always, unfortunately, there's always that real potentiality. And I'm glad you mentioned the word relative, because people could point and say, well, what about relativity? You know, Einstein said everything's relative, but there's a precision in relativity in terms of the general theory of relativity. That's all mathematics as well. It's not about, well, it's kind of what you want it to be. They completely misinterpreted that phrase.
Yeah, that's the difference between scientific relativity and sociological relativity. and sociological relativity is kind of stupid.
It is. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, this has been a great first segment. We're going to rock it. See what I did there? Yep. Into the next segment.
Yep. It's too early.
All right, stay right there. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. He's also author of the book Nullification. And we are going to come right back after this short break with much, much more. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, Friday edition. Well, continues at warp speed. There, I did it again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Buddy, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, and yes, we are going by at warp speed. And I want to thank Trucker Ron out there. Sent us a direct message there after we played I Can't Drive 55, which he requested earlier in the day. And, yeah, it was great to hear Sammy Hagar. And he says the I Can't Drive 55 was his request was really directed at the crazy Denver drivers. He says right at the end of that song, as we played it, says, I'm sitting at an intersection waiting to turn, and here comes a knucklehead blowing through and running the red light in front of me. It's so dangerous out here. Well, yeah, be careful, Trucker Ron. Absolutely. Keep your head on a swivel, and you got to watch out for the other guy. And then he says this, and Frank will bring you in. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. So Trucker Ron writes in, he says, and second, he had to laugh when I said, because it's, you know, I Can't Drive 55, I said, don't forget, everybody, our official policy is to stay, do the speed limit. Don't go over the speed limit. Right? And
it's a good official policy.
Yeah, that's right. So he says, he's laughing when he said we don't condone speeding. He says, no, that's not true. He says, every day you say how the show is flying by at warp speed. And if you see something speed by you, it's your show. He says, that means you're piloting your show way faster than the speed of light. He says, great show once again, Kyle. Thanks again, Trucker Ron. We appreciate that. And that's a great message to get, isn't it, Frank?
You know, as to the person who blew through the stoplight, and there's wrong, and then there's dead wrong.
Yeah.
You know, there is nothing. There is nothing worth your life that you have to punch it through a yellow when it's turning red. Just turn up the stereo. Slow down. Turn up the song. Enjoy the time you have not racing through the streets and arrive alive.
Indeed. That is well said. That's the thing. And or people looking at their cell phones and this kind of stuff. Yeah, that's right. There's so many of these dash cam videos that make it out there, you know, that show that, hey, somebody was completely distracted and then the whole catastrophe happens.
Yeah, when you spend a career picking up other people's mistakes, you learn how ridiculous it is to, boy, I made it 20 seconds quicker.
Right. It's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it. Not at all. And you, as a former firefighter, you've seen this too up close and personal over your time.
And it stays with you. And it stays with everybody that you know, whether it's friend or family. You know, so just think. Just think when you drive. You don't need to get there that fast. The world's not going to split in two. You know, just drive well. You know, so many people get killed on our expressways every year. I believe it's well over 50,000 people a year.
Yes.
And when you juxtapose that to the people who protest in the street about endless and useless wars, if we considered that a war, if we said, hey, let's quest to have zero, you know, or bring it down below 1,000, that would be a fruitful adventure.
Exactly right.
You know, because this is self-imposed on us. So, you know, this is why the dumbing down of society is not number one on my hit list.
Well, indeed. But good advice, absolutely. And because we want everybody to get there in one piece. And if you're out there listening to the program this morning, and we're riding along with you, it's our great pleasure, as always. Well, Frank, you know, I saw this headline earlier, said that California is going to get hit, or is being hit, with a surge of illegal border crossers because Texas is doing too good a job at stopping them, evidently.
Where's I guess Gavin Newsom should be heard from soon filing a lawsuit against Texas?
Probably so.
Yeah, we can't have you enforcing that. It's hurting us. So you have to stop it. Get down in the mire with all of us. That's inclusion. You know, that's equity and inclusion right there. You can't police your border. You can't stop people from breaking the law in your state, and we're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. That's the kind of mentality that people like Gavin Newsom have. Hey, you said you wanted to be a sanctuary state.
Right.
You know, you declared it, you thumped your chest about it, you said this is the right thing to do, as David Lee Roth would say, eat it and smile.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, it's an election year now. We've got Joe Biden, who is evidently going to do something with executive orders to stop getting any kind of review, this kind of thing, to come across the border. They think that that's what the public is really going to react to at this point, make it look like they're trying to be tough on the border. But it's all just, as Speaker Johnson says, just gimmicks. I mean, it'll go back to normal day after they win the election, if they win.
Yeah, so he's standing out there in front of the microphone saying, the guy's policies that I canceled the very first day in office, well, I'm gonna do those, but I'm gonna put my name on it, and it'll work. Because everything he's proposing is exactly what Trump had in place.
So does that make Biden a terrible racist and, you know, trying to, you know, he might as well try to steal our democracy at that point, which they're kind of doing if they continue acting the way that they do.
You know, it's just another example of how he's so willing to plagiarize other people's things.
Oh, yeah.
You know. He's so okay with saying, this man was horrible. He is a threat to democracy. We have to vanquish him at all costs. I don't even want people to say his name. It should be a felony to say Trump. But we're going to use his policy because it worked, and I was the guy who reversed it. We won't mention that on MSNBC or CNN, but it's the truth.
Indeed.
So the guy is just plagiarizing one more time. while he flies around the United States getting billionaires to give him money. You know, we've got to start shaming the people who support this idiot.
Right.
The people who support this idiot are doing it for their own opportunistic points. The people who are cutting the checks for $250,000 for a pack. You know, he just got finished with a $125,000 plate fundraiser out in L.A., I think. That one billionaire, but Saban put up.
Yeah.
He's the guy who threw it. Why is he supporting Biden when Biden's policies have done nothing but destroy everything in the United States? So the blame for Joe Biden being able to run again has to rest on that billionaire's shoulders. He's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He and his buddies who are writing these checks because they think they're being so self-righteous and altruistic. Those people are to blame for what you're feeling in your pocketbook today and the insecurity you have at the border. Those people are to blame for being just a hair away from World War III. So while Biden is the result of this, those people with the thick checkbooks who just again and again and again just bolster people like Joe Biden up, they're the ones that are to blame. So let's start pointing the finger at them.
Well, indeed. Indeed. And you've even got the Biden campaign co-chair saying basically, you know, because they think they're really running on some record. At least they're trying to make us believe that by saying this. Joe Biden has had, and this is a direct quote, Joe Biden has had the best first 3 years of a presidency that we've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, if your quest is to instill Marxism, then you're right.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's the only way he can be successful. If we're measuring worst performance for the people of the United States, then you're right. Joe Biden has knocked it out of the park. He has blown by records set by Carter. He has blown by records set by Wilson. He is the most damaging president to the United States that's ever been elected. So if that's what they're talking about, okay, I can sign on to that.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they try to make it look like everything's just so hunky dory. But people look out their front door, Frank, and they say to themselves, "No, that's not translating into my life." But I tell you what, stay right there, Frank. Can you stay with us, of course, for a third segment this morning? Okay, sounds great. Frank is going to be with us, everybody, for another segment. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And, folks, we are going to come right back. We haven't even started yet, so stay right there. I'll warn you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Friday edition continues on, everybody. And we've been having a lot of fun this morning. There's no doubt about that. We've had a lot of great calls, a lot of great direct messages. We appreciate all of that, everybody out there, and wherever you're listening from, of course. So we're glad that you're there this morning. You're welcome to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also give us a call, 949-822-7959. And if you have a question or comment for Frank Salvato this morning, good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, again, Frank Salvato's from undergroundusa.com. That's the website. And, Frank, you're also author of the book Nullification. How do people get a hold of that book?
It's available on Amazon. You can go over to undergroundusa.com and click in the side column. It'll bring you right there. It's available in Kindle format and the paperback. I didn't do a hardback edition because why?
Right, exactly.
I don't get that. This is not the Odyssey by Homer. This is about nullification and decentralizing the federal government and the steps that can be taken to achieve that at a state level. So it's more a manual.
Well, one of the things that's very cool about what you're writing about is, in, for example, and I think it's important to point out, as we've done before, what Texas is doing is not nullification. It's actually standing in the gap of where the federal government is actually falling down, and on purpose, I might add. But where nullification comes in is where something does not coincide, right, with the United States Constitution.
That's where legitimate nullification comes in, right? Mm-hmm. When the federal government passes laws that are demonstrably unconstitutional, the state has the right to say, you know what, we recognize it as unconstitutional, and here is the case for that unconstitutionality. And because it is unconstitutional, we are nullifying it. We're not going to play that game. You know, we're going to stay the way we are, and a responsible state would take a challenge to the Supreme Court to establish that unconstitutionality to reverse it.
Right.
But in the meantime, they're not getting punished by what today is almost always activist government.
Right.
You know, and it's not like this is a precedent. It's not a precedent. There's no precedent for this. There's precedent for this because sanctuary states are effectively nullifying immigration law. They're saying we recognize it. We know it's on the books. We're just not going to do it. And they go about doing it in the federal government because there are neo-fascists so embedded in the structure of that bureaucracy. There's no penalty.
Right.
You know, what penalty does California have for being a sanctuary state? The federal government's not punishing them the way they could. They could withhold all federal funds for everything.
Well, that's right. You know, yeah, and of course they're not going to do that anytime soon.
No, and they're not going to do it in Illinois or New York or any other major city that said, we're not going to cooperate with ICE. That's saying we're not going to cooperate with federal law enforcement. But there's laws on the books. We don't care.
Right.
So that's why I prefaced earlier in the segment, I said legitimate nullification. There's illegitimate nullification, too. You know, so what I'm espousing is there is a way to effect legitimate nullification at the state level while the state takes steps to create state law and amending their constitutions in order to make sure they're protected against an overreaching, illegitimate, unconstitutional law foisted upon them by people who are opportunists in Washington. You know, the federal government was never meant to be centralized. That's something that the framers and the founders specifically made a point of structuring what they gave us for, to keep that from happening. We're supposed to be 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions that cooperate in a compact that falls under the federal government and the Constitution. Federal government's just supposed to fill in the cracks. They're supposed to be grout.
Not tile. Exactly.
Well,
this is exactly what Governor Abbott's talking about, because he uses those terms, that the federal government has reneged on the compact that is made between the federal government and a state. And so this is, you know, it's interesting, too, because it's always sort of thrown back by critics, especially on the left, obviously, that look at these extremists. You know, that's not extreme. You know, if anything is extreme, it's exactly what you're describing in terms of states or cities saying we're sanctuary. We're not enforcing federal law because we don't want to.
The extreme people here, and this is where a working knowledge of history, even if you're going back to just the beginning of our experiment here in the United States, is vital. The people veering away from a literal meaning constitution are the extremists. It's not the people who want to live by the set of rules that we all agreed upon and became the compact that bound the Union together. We're not the extremists. Constitutionalists are not the extremists. We're looking at the law, and we're saying, that's what it is. These are the set of rules that we all agreed upon to become a 50-state country. This is the Constitution that any state who entered the Union had to sign on to. The people who want to change that without going through the process as outlined in the Constitution are the extremists. So once again, neo-fascists, Marxists, and progressives, they're all telegraphing onto everybody else what they are.
Indeed.
And they do this all the time. I mean, example's very clear. What's Joe Biden saying about the border right now? Republicans don't want a secure border.
Right.
Why? Because Mitch McConnell gave you an out?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line here real quick. I think we got a caller who's got a question or a comment for you this morning, Frank. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mr. Carl, Mr. Frank. Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
Hey, Driver Mike.
Yeah, I'm an hour late. Got my hours cut back, as normal. Mr. Frank, this bullcrap with the phones yesterday, I heard in my clothesline feed that the terrorist, Iran, they got all these super AI chips, and this is just like a test. And they're just waiting for the time to really shut America down. Electricity, water, banks. I think this was a test. What do you think there, Mr. Frank?
Well, I mean, there's no information pointing to that, but you can never rule that out. You just can't. If you're thinking like an enemy of the United States, you're pursuing that kind of technology. What I heard happen yesterday was a failed execution of a software update at AT&T, and that makes a little bit more sense to me than the successful execution of a foreign hack, which should have been all over the place, especially on dark web places. Anonymous would have been out with this on X and everything else, so I didn't hear anything about that. My question here is, did AT&T invite the federal government in to conduct these investigations into whether it was cyber terrorism or not, or did the federal government just assume they should go into a private company and execute this on their own?
Indeed.
I believe that the terrorists are doing this. This was just a test. Like I said, my clothesline news is saying that they already have all these programs to hack us. Everybody wants to hack America. And it seems like every time something happens that it pops up, it's like, and everybody blows it off. It's like, I think they want to get rid of us.
I'm not sure they're trying to blow us off. It's just that there is no, and like I said, going on the dark net and looking at Anonymous and a couple of the other organizations that keep their pulse on what Iran's doing and people who are enemies of us, there's no chatter. There's nothing about the execution of this. That's why I question it.
I say, people, have a nice day. I got to keep my eyes on the road.
Hey, sounds good, Driver Mike. Thank you for calling. Take care and be safe out there. Absolutely.
Yep, have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. All right, great call. Thank you, Driver Mike. And, Frank, yeah, that was a great call. And unfortunately, we're starting to head into the break here. But you have yourself a great weekend as well, Frank. We're going to talk to you again back on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. All right, Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. We are going to be coming right back here in just a moment. We're going to talk with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback, also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM860 The Answer.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Friday edition, folks. Can't believe we've made it all the way to the final segment of the program this morning. But that doesn't mean it's not still chock full of radio goodness this morning. We've got, of course, Patrick Hyland on deck. He's going to be with us here in just a moment. He is the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear Patrick every Sunday afternoon from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860. And if you'd like to pick up the program, if you're outside of the Tampa area, you can always go to theanswertampa.com and pick up the program that way. All right, so Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Welcome back. And without further ado, let's head over to the telephone line and pick up Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Always a pleasure to speak with you. I hope everybody out there is ready for a pleasant, nice weekend. What it's all about. It's been a good week. Helped out some people, and that's what it's all about, Kyle. Good news with NASCAR this Sunday up in Atlanta. Should be perfect weather, about 60 degrees. Be good for the fans, good for the racing, and it'll be a lot of fun. So a lot of people looking forward to that. Daytona 500 was kind of an anti-climax situation. Let's hope this Sunday will be a great race and a lot of fun up there in Atlanta for people to witness and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. So, hockey action, the Bruins are still hanging tough. They're at 80 points, Kyle, in the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference. And Lightning, though, they suffered another loss last night, and now they're fifth in the division. They're a point behind the Detroit Red Wings. All the Tampa Bay Lightning fans here in the Western Florida, all the Florida area, really hoping they can get it together here. They're just not playing like they're capable of, Kyle. I mean, they just when you have 198 goals against you and you only score 198, not a real good way to be a winning team. You know, that's the difference there. So we shall see. Talk about up there in Carolinas, the folks up there listen to us. The Hurricanes are playing very well. Only a few points away from the New York Rangers. From all the people that have relocated here to Florida that are Ranger fans, you're doing a heck of a job there in the old Metropolitan Division. So. And then out west, Cal, you know, L.A. Kings, they're fourth in the Pacific Division. So I think they're gonna find a way to make the playoffs. There's only a few weeks left before we get into the playoffs. Now they've all played at least 55 games, so it's gonna come down to it real soon here. Vegas out there in Vegas, the Golden Knights, they're 70 points. They're 10 behind the Vancouver Canucks. So in basketball, now we're really getting into the nitty gritty. It played just like hockey, man. This time of year is when it really gets fierce competition. We're going to see what happens in that realm. The Celtics, they look great this year. They really do, man. They're ahead in their Eastern Conference. Cleveland Cavaliers, old LeBron's team, Kyle. Out there in L.A., man, what are the Laker fans having to say?
Well, no, I think, well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about these days, but I know that they're excited about what's happening, though.
Yeah, they're trying. They're trying to get that, the Kings are in eighth position and the Lakers are in ninth. So it's going to be interesting. The Warriors, too. Those are franchises that are really good. But let's give credit to Minnesota. The Timberwolves are looking really, really well out there. Okay, and Oklahoma Thunder, that was Toby Keith's team. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, Toby. What a neat guy he was.
Oh, man. Yeah. So much. Yeah, I mean, all those great songs, and it's also his songs were so, so evocative of Americana and just really loving our country. That's really a great legacy that he has.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, being patriotic and doing the right things for the right reasons. So, well, I'm looking forward to baseball, man. We're getting ready to kick off spring training this weekend, man, in Arizona and Florida. Start their first games. And it's going to be a lot of interesting situations, I believe, what's going to happen. Okay? They're starting it up today. Matter of fact, the White Sox and Cubs, 305. Royals and Rangers, 305 out west. And the Padres and the Dodgers. And the Padres and Dodgers, they're going to start the season overseas this year on the 20th. So we're less than a month away from the first Major League game of the season, counting for something and needing something. So
That really is pretty cool, yeah, if they're starting like that.
Yeah, I think it's becoming an international game, and that's fantastic. Let's make the game popular around the world. I mean, that's why soccer just turned into be a great sport for a lot of people. And it is the most popular game in the world. And I think for two reasons, very simplistic. They don't need a lot of equipment. And, it's a game that, people really appreciate and enjoy. And, it's just exciting.
Oh, sure.
The Braves and the Rays tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. down there in Port Charlotte, Florida. So people will definitely go catch that. The Braves should have a great year, and we'll see if the Rays can put it together and have a fine season like they've been doing. They've been finding ways to win, the Tampa Bay Rays. And then don't want to forget the Red Sox and Orioles and Pirates and Twins. They listen to you down there at 9:30, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people down there in the Sarasota, Bradenton area listening to the show right now. Go see the Pirates and the Red Sox. and then Orioles. So, Dunedin, Florida, we'll have the Blue Jays playing the Phillies. The Phillies are out of Clearwater, been there a lot of years. And talking about our New York fans again, the Mets and the Cardinals will play tomorrow. So that's your spring training update, and letting everybody know what's going on. Our hockey and basketball, what's happening. Golf are in Mexico right now, Kyle. So it's everything in the sports world pretty much up to date. The Bucks, they're probably going to have to get rid of Russell Gage, great third wide receiver for the Bucks. He was great for the Atlanta Falcons, but I think he's going to be salary cap casualty for all of Tampa Bay fans listening to the show right now. And Trey Palmer turned it on later on in the year, so they're hoping he'll be the third down guy to levy some things to help out Evans and Godwin. Bucks have a lot to look at with the draft coming up in the free agency. Thinking about looking at a lot of things, Cal. People don't take the time to plan for their future or look at all their documents when it comes to finances and insurance on a regular basis. You know, it's funny. We always file our taxes once a year. Most of us, that is. And, you know, I'd throw that in there. And then, you know, but then we don't look at our financial situation yearly for our future. It doesn't make sense to me. And we all get busy. It can be complicated. It's like going to the doctor. You don't want to do it, but after you do it, you normally feel better. And that's the key. That's kind of like what I like to say. Let me, you know, help you out in this realm and get through the maze. It's complicated, frustrating, but I make it easy. We make it fun. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Two things I can guarantee you. I won't lose your money. I'll get you the best health plan out there that's available, and we'll get what you want and tailor it to the way you want it to be and help you out and save you a lot of money more times than not. So if anybody out there listening, I can be of help to you when it comes to saving money. Give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. And, Kyle, it's always a pleasure chatting with you and talking with you. And we're having a lot of fun doing the show. A lot of people are telling me, hey, Patrick, Kyle's really picked it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to share that with you. And, you know, we'll get some more stations and more sponsors and get this thing really rocking and rolling, Kyle, because that's what it's all about, man.
That's the plan. That's the plan, yeah.
We got to make it happen for you. So, again, folks, I want everybody to have a safe and sound weekend. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man today. You know, we need to start letting people in traffic more, yes sir, no sir, more, and just be more pleasant and kind to everybody, Cal. It's just a good way to be, man. You can never go wrong doing the nice thing. That's the way I look at life. So,
agreed.
Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, my friend, and I will talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds great, Patrick. God bless. Take care. Have a great weekend. And, yes, we'll look forward to Monday. Take care. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody. Hear him on the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Thank you for the kind words, too, Patrick. It really means the world to me. Folks, thanks for listening. That means the world to me, too. We'll see you bright and early on the weekend edition. Take care out there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.